When the older Baudelaires rounded the corner, they saw that all of Olaf's other henchmen were already waiting at the long black automobile which was parked in front of the Freak's caravan. Hugo, Colette and Kevin were crowded in the back seat with the two white-faced women, while Esme Squalor sat in the front, with Sunny on her lap. The hook-handed man took the box out of the older Baudelaire's hands and threw it into the trunk, while Count Olaf pointed to the caravan with his whip, which looked much shorter and rough around the edges.
"You two will ride in that," he said. "We're going to attach it to the automobile and pull you along with us."
"Isn't there room in the car?"
Violet asked nervously.
"That'd be ridiculous," the hook-handed man said with a sneer. "It's too crowded. Good thing Colette is a contortionist, so she can curl into a ball at our feet. Chabo already gnawed my whip down so it could be used as a connecting rope," Count Olaf said. "I'll just tie the caravan to the car with a double slip knot, and then we'll ride off into the sunset."
"Excuse me," Violet said, "but I know a knot called the Devil's Tongue that I think will hold better."
"And if I remember the map correctly," Klaus said, "we should ride east until we find Stricken Stream, so we should drive that way, away from the sunset."
"Yes, yes, yes," Count Olaf said quickly. "That's what I meant. Tie it yourself if you want. I'll go start the engine."
Olaf tossed the rope to Klaus, while the hook-handed man reached into the trunk again and brought out a pair of walkie-talkies the children remembered from when they were living in Olaf's home.
"Take one of these," he said, putting one in Violet's hand, "so we can contact you if we need to tell you something." "Hurry up," Count Olaf snapped, taking the other walkie-talkie. "The air is filling with smoke."
The villain and his henchmen got into the automobile, and Violet and Klaus knelt down to attach the caravan.
"I can't believe I'm using this knot to help Count Olaf," she said. "It feels like I'm using my inventing skills to participate in something wicked."
"We're all participating," Klaus said glumly.
"Sunny used her teeth to turn that whip into a connecting rope, and I used my map skills to tell Olaf which direction to head." "Well, at least we'll get there too," Violet said, "and maybe one of our parents will be waiting for us. There, the knot's tied. Let's get in the caravan."
"I wish we were riding with Sunny," Klaus said.
"We are," Violet said. "We're not getting to the Mortmain Mountains the way we want, but we're getting there, and that's what counts."
"I hope so," Klaus said. And he and his sister stepped into the Freak's caravan and shut the door. Count Olaf started the engine of the car, and the caravan began to rock gently back and forth as the automobile pulled them away from the carnival. The hammocks swayed above the two siblings, and the rack of clothing creaked beside them, but the knot Violet had tied held fast, and the two vehicles began travelling in the direction Klaus had pointed.
"We might as well get comfortable," Violet said. "We'll be travelling a long time."
"All night at least," Klaus said, "and probably most of the next day. I hope they'll stop and share the food."
"Maybe we can make some hot chocolate later," Violet said.
"With cinnamon," Klaus said, smiling as he thought of Sunny's recipe. "But what should we do in the meantime?" Violet sighed, and she and her brother sat down on a chair so she could lay her head on the table, which was shaking slightly, as the caravan headed out into the hinterlands. The eldest Baudelaire put down the walkie-talkie next to the set of dominoes.
"Let's just sit," she said, "and think."
Klaus nodded in agreement, and the two Baudelaires sat and thought for the rest of the afternoon, as the automobile pulled them farther and farther away from the burning carnival. Violet tried to imagine what the VFD headquarters might look like, and hoped that one of their parents would be there. Klaus tried to imagine what Olaf and his troop were talking about, and hoped that Sunny was not too frightened. And both the older Baudelaires thought about all that had happened at Caligari Carnival, and wondered whether or not they had done the right things. They had disguised themselves in order to find the answers to their questions, and now the answers were burning up under Madame Lulu's table, as her archival library went up in smoke. They had encouraged their co-workers to find employment someplace where they wouldn't be considered freaks, and now they had joined Count Olaf's evil troop. And they had promised Madame Lulu that they would take her with them, so she could lead them to VFD and become a noble person again, but she had fallen into the lion pit and become nothing but a meal.